Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Tuesday. And since it is the second Tuesday of the month, we have our update from Lisa Wilson joining us here at 810. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. It's beautiful outside.
Hey, it's great. It's already a good temperature. I'm happy. 80 for our high is like my ideal. I don't know. It's just right perfect, I think, because the morning it's not too cold, so it's good. And we had pretty good weather for the car show, the first one of the year.
Absolutely. It was beautiful that night. Lots of people downtown.
I saw some great pictures from it.
Yes. Lots of really cool cars, and I think it will grow even more so next month. The music was good, and the weather cooperated, so it was a nice night.
Absolutely. So what do we have? It feels 20 some odd pages here. So we're gonna skip a few of them.
But the large majority of what I want to talk about later on is about Love Independence Day coming up next weekend. And I was looking at the script of things that we always talk about, and it made me think about how much our community gives back on a regular basis when it comes to the three free meals that we offer in Independence. And so if somebody's looking for something to do or some way to contribute, donating or contributing to these three meals might be something that you would want to consider. So every Tuesday at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner, and they've been doing it for years. They serve carryout meals only from 5 to 5:30. And I know that they accept donations, whether that's monetary donations or donations of food. On Wednesday evening at the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue, they too offer a free dinner. It starts at 5:45. And then all of the churches unite to pull off a weekly meal on Thursday. It's called the Cuff Meal, and it's Community United Feeding Friends. And it's at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. It's carryout meals also at 6 o'clock. And I was looking at their Facebook page, and they prepared 128 meals last week. And so that's a lot of meals that are being provided to people in need in the community. So I say that because, again, this is one way that you can give back if you're looking at, looking for something to do. The menu, if anybody wants to know, at the Cuff Meal this week is goulash, green beans, and cake. So it does sound like they're good cooks as well. So, but 128 meals.
Yeah, that's quite a few.
That's a lot.
Yep.
That is a lot. I want to remind everyone also that you can recycle every Tuesday at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. And on the first Saturday of every month from 8 to 2, you can also drop off debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2. And I just got out of a meeting, I believe it was yesterday, and it was the beautification meeting and the city's efforts to really clean up and beautify the community. And one of the gifts that they're giving us during Love Independence Day is the entire week of Love Independence Day. So from that Sunday to that Saturday, I believe they're going to be open every day of the week from 8 to 2. So the sanitation yard and the brush yard will be open, which is really good timing because now the weather's nice and people are spring cleaning and things like that, cleaning up their yards. So that's their Love Independence Day gift to us.
That's great. And I know that you shared some of the findings from that initial meeting of the kind of beautification committee and everything. Is there, and you shared that at the First Friday, anything that stuck out to you from kind of the findings from that?
Yes. So actually, I'm actually going to invite an in-studio guest to come and talk about
great.
That,
That's
James,
great.
Because it is important that the community knows that we had the meeting, we heard our citizens' concerns, and now we're acting on that. We didn't just shelf it and ignore it. So a couple things that I can remember from the meeting is there is a new system on the city's website, and you can go, I believe, on their website, you go to services. Anyway, you'll be able to navigate their website. It's super user-friendly, and you can go in. So if you're driving around the community, it's called See It Oh, I can't.
It's kind of a report it sort of thing.
Yes, it is. And so now if I'm driving by and I see somebody put their TV out at the curb and maybe they just thought you could just put your TV out there and it would disappear, you as a citizen can call that in and make a claim and say, hey, there's a TV at the corner of wherever and put that report in. And then what they're going to do is when they go by and pick up that TV, they're going to put door hangers on that person's door that just says, hey, we picked up your TV today. Thank you for, you know, keeping the community clean if you have future items, and then inform them so that they know where they can drop those items off. Sure. Or what they can do. You know, as far as filling out an online form.
Well, and the other thing that we run into, even here in Coffeyville, things like the storm drains. You know, people say the city has a lot of, you know, workers and that sort of thing, but you know, they might not know of every single storm drain that might be clogged, and they want you to report that because they'll clean it out.
Absolutely.
So you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, hey, just let us know, because you know, we can't be everywhere at once. So the simple things like that are a really easy fix. So they want to hear from you. So
they do.
I know independent is the same way.
And you can put potholes on there. You can report anything that you know, needs attention in the community. So but I liked that because that was something that was already in the works, and it was just great because the launch of it came right in line with the meeting on beautification, and now it's just making sure that everybody knows that that's out there, and that you you make those reports, and the city comes and does that. And then they're also going to get stricter on some ordinances and policies about what you can and cannot do. So that was one of the things that the citizen said, is we want stricter enforcement of those ordinances so that neighbors are keeping things picked up and cleaned up. So, but we'll bring somebody in and we'll talk about it.
That'll be
because
good.
I was saying, I thought about every 6 months, it's always good to kind of revisit that and keep that in the front of everyone's minds and keep everything moving, because again, we don't want it to fall off the radar. We want to keep going with that.
And good to hit it now, because spring cleaning's on everyone's mind.
It's good. It's good timing. You know, we also talk about the Senior Center, and I was looking on their Facebook page, and I thought I might point out a few things about that. So we have a Senior Center in Independence. It's on the second floor of the library at 220 East Maple, and it features everything from exercise to educational speakers. They have card games on Tuesdays. They have origami on Wednesdays. And on Fridays, they have movie night. Or actually, it's movie afternoon. It's at 2 o'clock. And this Friday, they're showing Splendor in the Grass, because we have the William Inch Theater Festival this weekend. And so they have picked Splendor in the Grass to show. It's starring Natalie Wood and Warren Beatty. And it was written by our very own William Inge. And a little bit of trivia. So in 1961, William Inge won an Academy Award for best screenplay for Splendor in the Grass.
Wow, that's awesome. I did
it
not
is
know that.
Very impressive. So they're going to be showing that in the afternoon to kind of get everybody focused on the festival. And then we'll be talking about it later on. But that evening, I believe at 7 o'clock, you'll be able to see an onstage performance of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, another great production from William Inge. So if you're interested in learning more about the Senior Center, go on their Facebook page, and it's called Independence, Kansas Community and Senior Center. And you can also call the library at 331-3030, and you can talk to Taya Hooper. She's in charge of adult services. If the weather cooperates this weekend, you can head out to Little House on the Prairie. It's actually open every day of the week, Monday through Sunday from 10 to 5. And I wanted to let everyone know that, in case there's some new listeners that are new to the community, out at Little House on the Prairie, there's a replica log cabin. There's a one-room schoolhouse, a post office, and a gift store. And it's just a self-guided tour out there. Probably would take maybe about an hour, but you're welcome to always pack lunch, stay out on the prairie, and bring some extra apples and carrots and feed the miniature donkeys and miniature horses that are out there. So lots of fun things to do. And then later in the summer, they will be having Carrie's birthday celebration. So if you need more information about Little House on the Prairie, call 620-289-4238. And then if you're a mountain bike enthusiast, I want to remind everyone that Tuesday night bike rides, which would be tonight, start at 6 o'clock with the Eagle Rock Shredders. And Wednesday night, there's a Women's Wednesday Shred. And so that'll be tomorrow from 6 to 8. And both bike groups meet out at Elk City State Park in the Outlet Channel. You must wear your helmet. If you ride after dark, you need to have lights on your bike. And then also they've been working on another bike trail that is right, it's in town, right by the dog park. And I was on their Facebook page last night, and it looks like last weekend they were working on those trails and really have that cleared out. So I think that you can get back in there and ride and walk in that area. So I think I need to go check that out. As I mentioned, the William Inge Theater Festival will be starting this week. It's the 40th year, and they are honoring William Inge with a tribute. There will be the performances of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, as I mentioned, I believe Wednesday and Friday and Saturday. And there's a community picnic on Saturday. There is Moon Glow, and that's the kind of the finale celebration, and that will be Saturday evening. If you want to get a schedule of events, go to ingecenter.org, and you can, and most of the tickets are free to everything, so you want to check that out and see all that the Inge Festival has to offer this weekend. There'll be lots of people in town. I think we've got probably 40 hotel rooms booked. There's lots of people coming in. So it's always nice to have visitors and guest artists that will be coming in for that. I brought you a brochure for the Independence Gun Club Sporting Heritage Center. And we're having business after hours there this week on this, actually Thursday, from 5 to 6. The location is 212 North Penn Avenue. It's right in the heart of downtown. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to get inside and see this impressive collection. There's shoulder wall mounts and full-size floor mounts, over 250, probably closer to 300, all on display. Many are donated from the personal collection of the globally renowned adventurer and outdoor journalist, Craig Boddington, who's a Kansas native. He was just in town last week and visited with the Leadership Independence class. He was in town, I think, the month before, and he visited with our first leadership class. And he was also doing some filming this week inside the center, and he goes around to all of the mounts, and he tells where he hunted them and all of the information around the animal, and is making some educational videos. So it's definitely going to be a destination location once the doors are fully open.
And is this going to be a thing where, you know, people could just stop by and look around, sort of thing?
Yes, thank you for saying that. Business after hours is really a drop-by experience from 5 to 6. Chamber members, if you work for a chamber member, you are welcome to come by. Admission is $3. We give away door prizes and things like that. And it really is. It's an opportunity to get inside and meet new people, see new places, network, and just learn more about your community. So we really tried to pick some fun and interesting places to host business after hours, and this will definitely be, I know, one of the highlights for the year.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great. So coming up this Thursday, yes, starting at 5,
don't forget it. USD 446 Kindergarten Roundup at Eisenhower Elementary is Friday the 21st, so that's this Friday from 4 to 5. So if you've got a kindergartner that's going to be starting school in the fall, be sure and get that down. The high school is having their IHS Plant Science Greenhouse Sale, and this is being hosted by the Agricultural Department at the high school. It's Sunday the 23rd and from 12 to 3. And then later on in the month, actually next month, May the 6th and May the 7th, they'll have a couple more sales. And this will be at the Ag Building, which is right over by the Riley Resource Center, which is the Early Learning Center on 10th Street. And all of that is just south of the high school if you're looking for the exact location, 1201 North 10th Street. Red Cross Blood Drive will be in town next Monday, the 24th, from 11 to 5:15 at the Wesley Center. The Cancer Support Group will be Tuesday the 25th at the Nazarene Church, 3167 South 10th Street from 5:30 to 7. And Men's Night is coming up. The Independence Main Street hosts Men's Night. It's being sponsored by Woods Lumber, and it's Thursday the 27th, so that'll be next week at Indie Brew Works, 223 West Main from 6 to 8. And if you go on Main Street's Facebook page, you'll see all of the details of the event, but it's a night all for the guys, so Men's Night on the 27th. One of the things that's happening for Love Independence Day is the celebration of Arbor Day. So Independence is a Tree City USA, and they have a tree board. And the tree board now for quite a few years has been celebrating Arbor Day. And this celebration will be Friday, April 28th from 6 to 8 out at Logan Fountain in Riverside Park. And there's going to be educational activities and crafts, community booths, and they're going to be giving away free native pawpaw trees. They have 50 of those.
Oh, very cool.
And they're giving those out to the, like, on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you're there early, you can pick up a tree, get that in the ground, and celebrate Arbor Day. And then, as I mentioned, Love Independence Day is next Saturday, and we're just hoping that everyone will get out, pick a project, do something nice. It can be super simple or extravagant. It really doesn't matter. We're just hoping that everybody will have a keen focus on being kind and nice on that day. We have lots of things that are planned. And as I mentioned earlier, the City of Independence will have the sanitation yard and the brush yard open the entire week from 8 to 2. So we're very appreciative of that. First Oak Bank is hosting a community paper shred day on Friday the 28th from 8 to noon at their downtown location, 115 North Penn Avenue. Great way to get rid of all of those documents that you don't want to just throw in the trash. Caldwell Banker, Pasternak Johnson, is taking donations for AWOL, so you can drop off all of your pet supplies and things like that at 2001 North Penn Avenue. And then they will take that collection out to AWOL, which is our animal shelter in the community. Dairy Queen, I believe, is going to be randomly giving away some ice cream. So if you happen to be in the drive-thru, you might be the lucky recipient of an ice cream cone. The Optimist Club is hiding surprises out in the park. And I think those surprises will then get you a special treat at Miss Abel's Snack Shack. So if you're out playing in the park, maybe keep your eyes peeled for something like that. A lot of the churches are going together and helping beautify the pocket parks in town. New Life Baptist Church is having a free clothing closet giveaway from 10 to 2 at the 4-H building in the park. There's lots of opportunities to sign up for projects in the park. So Scott Patton, who is the park director, gave me a list of some things that would be great projects in the park that he could use the help. So would be repainting concrete benches in the playground or around the park oval, putting down some new mulch in the playground area at Riverside Park and at the South 10th Street Park, repainting the fence around the dinosaur, planting flowers in the urns and flower beds around Logan Fountain, repainting the open 4-H building. That one might be taken, but I'm not completely sure. Repainting the fence around the train depot, applying a water sealant to some of the shelters, and painting the inside of the reptile building. That's the Stevens building. Rebuilding the buffer fence around the pig exhibit and repainting the buffer fence around Monkey Island, picking up trash in the oval out in the park as well as inside the cemetery. Just lots of opportunities to really love on our park and zoo, and as citizens be able to get out and really help our park staff. Our park staff is super competent and they love their job and they do a great job, but that is 123 acres of park and zoo, and that's a lot to maintain, and that's not including the cemetery. So they have a lot of ground to cover with the park and the zoo, the cemetery, and the three pocket parks. So please help them out. You can call the park office at 332-2512. Talk to Scott or Dee, and they'll get you plugged in. Community Mission for Improved Housing is also looking for donations and helping hands to do some painting. They have a whole list of houses that will be painted that day. I think there's five or six, and there are two that need to be championed just by community members in general. So you can call Dean Hayes at 332-3819. He'll get you plugged in. And then the last couple things I'll point out is we have over 300 fire hydrants in our community. I talked about this last week. And Fire Chief Sean Wallace encourages everyone to call 332-2504 and get signed up. He has all the supplies. He just needs the helping hands to get out there and clean up those hydrants and give them a fresh coat of paint. And then communities and schools, they're also taking donations. So this week, they're taking donations of deodorant and body wash. You can drop it off at the chamber office to make it easy. We'll get it to the middle school and high school. And then next week, we're collecting the mac and cheese cups and the ramen soup cups for the kids as well. So again, just bring all those things. If you still want to throw in some socks, if you want to bring school supplies, just bring it all to the chamber and we'll get it distributed out to the middle school and the high school. And then I do want to make sure that I tell everybody about the farmers market. I know we have a lot of people interested in that. So that'll be kicking off Saturday, May the 6th from 7:30 to 11. And I'll give you more information about that. But just know that that's coming. And then we have Saturday in the Park, 1 mile fun run and 5K coming up on Saturday, May the 6th. And if you're interested in signing up, you can go to runsignup.com. You type in Saturday in the Park, find a race, and you can register online. And if you need more information, you can call the chamber office and we'll get you a physical form that you can fill out as well. And just get out and be healthy, have a good time, you know, walk, run, race, whatever it is that you want to do. Last couple things before we talk to our in-studio guest is to remind everyone that the Kansas Airstrip Attack will be here on Friday and Saturday, June the 10th and the 11th. So watch our Facebook page, Get Independence, because we have some really cool reels and things that we're sharing from Kansas Airstrip Attack. You can go on www.airstripattack.co and get tickets. I'll share more information about that. But high-performance race cars are going to be out there. And they're expecting a large crowd this year. So put that on your calendar. And then lastly, Rotary Club of Independence is accepting donations through the Community Foundation for Independence for the fireworks. So $20,250 needs to be raised between now and the 4th of July to make sure that we have a great celebration. And you can go on to the Community Foundation for Independence website, and there's a specific tab just for fireworks, and you can go in there and you can donate. You can also drop a check off at the chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue, and we'll get it to the right place. And we just encourage everyone to, you know, just hopefully if everybody gives a little, we can chip away at it. And before long, we'll have 20 grand in the bank and we'll be good to go for the holidays. So now, James, I asked you if I could bring another in-studio guest in, and I'm going to go back to our conversation around Love Independence Day. The Chamber of Commerce has had a leadership independence program since I think about 1984. And we have a tremendous amount of alumni, and we're working on an alumni association. It's called Leadership Refresh, so that we can keep our leadership graduates plugged into the community and engaged in making a difference. The leadership class has 8 sessions that they participate in every year. And at the end of the sessions, they are required to have a class project. And this year's class project really blends well with Love Independence Day. It is a way that, the project is one that's really going to show love, care, appreciation for anyone working in a school atmosphere. And so I brought one of the class members with me this morning, Bryce Saya, and he's going to share a little bit about the class project and what the class members are doing to launch it, as well as what we can do as community members to keep the ball rolling. So, Bryce, you want to kick it off and tell us about your class project?
Yes, good morning. It's good to be here. So I was a part, as Lisa said, of Leadership Independence Class 2023. Every class ends with a project, and our project is a Pay It Forward campaign, and we've named it Indy Loves Schools. And there's no better way to pay it forward than to give it to the local educators and support staff. Every educator and supporter in USD 446 and also Independence Community College will be a part of this. I'm going to name some restaurants that's participating in it in Independence, then I'll tell you how it works. So the restaurants participating, and we thank you for doing so, will be Annie Mae's, Casey's Creations, Dairy Queen, Daylight Donuts, Dickie's, Down Home Family Restaurant, Egbert's, Turbo's, and Uncle Jack's. Lisa, if I'm missing one, please add in. I think I got them all. There's nine total. And once again, we thank you for that. That is huge, and we're very excited about it. Okay, here's how it works. Anyone wanting to participate can buy a $5 gift card or cards or add on to their bill in $5 increments after having their lunch, dinner. Okay. Then an Independence educator or support staff member shows their school ID, and it can be used towards their bill. All gift cards will be placed in the Indy Love Schools Leadership Independence jar close to the register. We kind of left that up to the owner, wherever they want to place it logistically, so it's easier for everyone involved. We're going to kick it off April 24th, which is 2 weeks before Teacher Appreciation Week. Then we are going to recharge the cards August 4th and January 8th. And really, it's a great idea. Anytime you pay it forward is a good idea, right? But especially when you're doing it for all educators and support staff. But you have to sustain it. You have to keep it going. So the term we came up with is recharge the cards. And we'll do that at the beginning of every semester, year after year after year. This isn't a flash in the pan. We want to keep this going. And we have a plan to do that. So this year, we'll kick it off April 24th. Then we'll recharge the cards April 4th. And then after the fall semester, once the spring semester starts, January 8th. And our class has done a good job. I feel great to be a part of it. And we're excited to get it going.
Well, that is it's a unique idea, and I think it's a great aspect that it keeps going, because so many times, you know, we can have projects like this and they're great, but you know, they kind of have the end date, or they end up ending. But I think this is a unique idea. How did you, how many are in the class, and kind of how did you settle on this idea?
So I don't know the exact number in the class.
18.
There you go. All right. So 18 in the class, and out of our 8 meetings to end each session, we brainstormed, and we just settled on, you know, what a great idea to give back. Well, who are we giving back to? Educators and support staff. Well, where are we going to do it? And the thought came up, USD 446, which includes Elk City and Sycamore, and obviously Independence and Independence Community College. And then we hope others in the area and all over the state take our lead and also pay it forward and jump on board with this. So our project will concentrate in USD 446 and Independence Community College, with a hope everyone recognize it and they pay it forward with their campaign too. So we settled on just the idea of giving back.
I might also point out that the private schools are included in that as well. So while it's the USD 446, it also will include Zion Lutheran School and St. Andrew and the Bible Holiness School. So in the community, as Bryce said, all individuals who are employed in those school systems qualify to participate in experience some kindness, you know. And how I understand it to happen is that, or how we hope that it will happen is that teachers will come in, or support staff will come in, or maintenance will come in, and they'll have their badge on, and they maybe somebody behind the register says, "Oh, you know, are you employed through the school system, or do you work for St. Andrew or whatever school might be showing on that badge?" And encourage them to reach in and just take one of those $5 gift cards and help offset the cost of their meal, just as an outward sign of appreciation. We were talking to the superintendent of schools, Jason McAfee, and he talked about the fall is really a difficult time for everybody. They're gearing back up. They've just been off for the summer. They're gearing back up. They're trying to get all the kids focused and the start of the school year. And so that's always kind of a stressful time or a rough time. And that we might launch those cards during the fall months, like August and September, yes. You know. And then he also just mentioned that the tail end of the year, you know, the kids are ready for a summer break and everything, and the teachers are trying to keep everybody focused, and it's state testing time, and that those months of April and May are really good months to keep those cards charged. And what we mean by recharge the cards, I think, is that we just keep when we go into one of these restaurants, we pay for our meal and we go, "Hey, while you're there, let me pay for another $5 card and recharge the jar and throw another card in." And so those are kind of the two times a year that I think the class is focusing on. And then I would also like to point out, if somebody's listening and they're saying, "Well, why didn't they include this restaurant here or this restaurant?" And so the 9 restaurants that Bryce mentioned are chamber members. It's a chamber program. And so one of the benefits of being a chamber member is that we support your business. And so that's what we're doing, is we're supporting those 9 businesses. And some of those businesses, just so you know, serve alcohol. And I want you to know that those cards are not to be used and will not be allowed to be used for the purchase of alcohol. So these are just meal cards. So if anybody is concerned about that, rest assured that Turbo's and Uncle Jack's, I mean, they serve great food. And so that's what those cards will be used for.
Well, yeah, that is definitely a good show of support. And, you know, we always encourage folks to be generous, but I think this is one of those ways that you can show some support, because a lot of people say, "Well, I don't know, how would I thank a teacher? I send a card," or, you know, so this is a tangible way, I think.
It's our way to say thank you, and it's our way to give back, and it's not something you just can talk about. You have to show actions and be about it. So this is our way to say thank you. Good news travels fast. So it's our job to spread the good news, and then the community will spread it as well, and then sustainability to keep it going.
Absolutely. Well, those are all parts of a successful program, and I think you've definitely examined it from all sides. So that is
well,
good.
And you're going to reach. You're going to reach food service. You're going to reach maintenance and custodial. You're going to reach paraprofessionals. You're going to reach all of those people, in addition to the classroom teachers and the principals and all, the counselors and everyone. So that's what I love about what they. How they selected their project and how inclusive they are of everybody. So I think it's going to be really great for our community. And I think that when there are new teachers coming into the district to teach at any of the schools, when the administration talks about all that the school has to offer, but then the conversation goes into community conversations, and they're able to say, "Oh, by the way, I want to let you know about something that you might see in some of our local restaurants, and this is for you, because not only do we appreciate you, but the community appreciates you." So I think their class project's going to be one that will be around for quite a while.
Well, and this is quite a timely announcement because we do have graduation for the Leadership Independence coming up, right?
That's right. It's tomorrow evening at the Country Club. We have, I think, 60 to 65 people, actually probably closer to 65, 70 people, and a class graduate from last year, Moises Rivera, is going to be our keynote speaker, and so we're excited to have him come back and talk about what his experience and what leadership means to him, and give us some motivation and inspiration. So that's tomorrow evening, and then the following week we will be graduating 11 high school sophomores from our first leadership program. So the chamber has two programs, the adult class, and then we have the high school sophomore class. So.
Excellent. Well, very good. I'm glad you brought another guest here, Bryce, and good to hear from you, and congrats on, you know, everything the class has done. Sounds like a great program. Anything else you'd like to add?
We have a great chamber in Independence, and it's been my pleasure to be a part of it. Everyone in the class has worked together and got mm-hmm. better, and it's ending up with a great project, Paying It Forward project, that we look forward to. Thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah. You know, and I might point out, Coffeyville has a leadership program too. And those programs are so, so very important, because we all say leaders create leaders who create leaders. And we want to make sure that there are different shoes under the tables, that we have diverse populations in all of our groups and organizations and boards and civic clubs, because we are the community, and we need to make sure that every voice is heard and that every group is represented. And it's programs like Leadership Independence that make that happen, and they get new people in the community involved. They get young people in the community involved. They expose people to things that they might not otherwise be aware of. And then they also provide leadership training. So they might use that out in the community, or they might take it right back to work. And so it makes our communities in Coffeyville and Independence stronger. It makes our county stronger. So I appreciate everything that Coffeyville does. I know they work hard in their program, and both boards in for the chamber under Leadership Independence and First Leadership, they have their own separate boards, work tirelessly to pull these off. So,
well, and it's a great reminder that, you know, the community is what we make it. And, you know, we always need more leaders, because it doesn't take you long to realize that there's a lot of the same people who are doing, you know, various jobs at all these different organizations. And that's spreading, you know, lots of people thin. So we always need more people to step up. And everyone usually can find some sort of little sector of the community they're interested in. So if people are interested in maybe getting involved with Leadership Independence, and kind of like the next class, when is that going to be forming?
It'll be kicking off in kind of the August-September time frame. It lasts for 8 months. And if you are interested, you can give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. And there is an enrollment fee of $350, but it's an eight-month program, very worth the money. And we have scholarship opportunities. Most of the time, employers will invest in their employees and pay for that. But if that is not the case, or that is a financial hardship, we will help remove those obstacles by providing some scholarships too. So we want to make it available to anyone who is interested in committing their time, being dedicated to the program, and interested in developing leadership.
Excellent. All righty. Well, another great guest, Lisa, as I always say, and Bryce, good to meet you, and appreciate everything you're doing, of course, in the community, and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Thank you. Have a good
Thank
day.
You.
All right. And we are going to get started with Open Line here in just a few moments, so keep it here on the Mighty 690. Hey, one more reminder that we have the OK Cooking School. That is today in Bartlesville, and so you don't want to miss that. So if you need tickets, we have those right here for you at the radio station. And just can't say that enough today. It's a big, exciting day. We'll be back here in just a few.